Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Monica Eaton Cardone is here. Monica is a new friend. She's the co-founder and chief operating officer of Chargeback 911. She's an international entrepreneur, speaker, and industry thought leader on cybersecurity. She's founded the e-consumer services organization and also Global Risk Technologies. She joins us now from just south of London in the UK. And as I say, she's our new friend, Monica Eaton Cardone. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. And thank you for your thought leadership, by the way. I don't know if you heard my opener when I was telling the audience you were going to be here. I'm no longer... In terms of the next threat to us, I'm not worried about nuclear. I'm not worried about regular ordnance. I'm not worried about the next jet fighter. I'm convinced that the next war has already happened. It's being waged right now against us, not only against my country, but against me directly or indirectly. And I'm convinced that we're not necessarily winning. The good guys aren't necessarily winning. What do you think? Is that hyperbole? Am I overstating it?
Well, you know, actually, I would agree with you. I think with the growth of e-commerce, I mean, how many of us have done most of our Christmas shopping online? The world is changing, and it's not just, if you do business online, it's not just the U.S. that you're transacting with. It's every single thing is a global economy now. And with the shift in how consumers and how we transact in the world, there, frankly, you know, there's more opportunities today for criminals to interact with us, with our personal details, with our credit cards, than there ever has been. And that really is a growing threat.
Well, I think the reason why, one of the main reasons why we're losing, and I say we're losing, I don't think we're losing because we don't have the capability. I think we're losing because we're asleep at the switch. We're MIA in terms of the seriousness of this, the gravity of this, of what's going on, the impact. I mean, we're one wake up call away from some kind of a major outage caused by the bad guys that could literally hurt our country from a security standpoint, from a national security standpoint. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, if you take a look at a traditional brick-and-mortar store, then you can see the threats. You can see when people are stealing. You have video cameras. You have monitors. You have police. There's consequences. It's a very developed infrastructure. But the minute that you go online, then you have all this cyber, you know, unknown areas. So it's that common scenario of what you don't know, what you can't see, can and will hurt you most.
Right.
And the thing is, when it comes to that cyber arena, so many retailers today are pressured to make decisions with, you know, let's acquire as many more customers as we can, reduce the friction, make things, you know, easy. And reducing the friction or removing additional security layers so that the consumer experience is friction-free and effortless. That's one of the worst things that we can do as a society, because we're allowing more loopholes and we're actually taking away some of the security layers that need to be there to protect ourselves.
And you're absolutely making my point, because of the willingness of these companies to bend to that, and the consumer to be whiners that, you know, that my experience is not perfect. You've licked the red off my candy as I try to use your website, and I don't like this, and I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, we're all in this, aren't we?
We're listening. You know, it's interesting. We listen to consumers to tell us what they want, but are these consumers experts?
No.
Because you know what? If a consumer's data is stolen and breached, they're not going to say, "Well, it's no longer your fault. You were just giving me what I wanted."
Don't you think consumers already think that their stuff's already breached? Don't you think people have thrown their hands up and said, "Look, you know, I guess, you know, it's a fait accompli. You know, you've already got my stuff. What am I going to do about it? How much worse could it be?" Don't you think most people are saying that?
They may say that, but I think there's a difference between. They may think that their data is breached, but who's responsible for protecting them from getting unnecessary charges or suffering from fraud? Well, they're not taking responsibility for that. So they may think people have my data, but if that data is used to create any harm or cause me harm, then I'm taking no responsibility. Needs to be on the retailer or my bank.
We've all got a stake in this. Who is MagnaCart? Tell the audience, that's a name that I'm pretty sure they're not familiar with. Tell us who these people are.
So this is, we can think of this as like custom created, kind of like ransomware almost. It's a line of code. So for instance, if you take a look at British Airways,
mm-hmm.
They were hacked by an organization that infiltrated their web checkout pages and installed about 23 lines of code where essentially there's digital skimming that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we all
not the physical skimming like Target, not the physical skimming.
Yeah.
Like Target, this is digital skimming, right? This is in the server.
This is digital. So in other words, when you type your credit card number or your details into a website, then that can be digitally taken and a copy
and we,
of all
we,
that
when we when we do that today, to we expect to be secure. We expect that to be secure. What you're saying is in the case, at least in the case of British Airways, it wasn't. So MagnaCart, that is the 23. Say that. Am I saying that the right way? Am I pronouncing it properly?
It can be pronounced many ways, but yeah, MagnaCart is fine. it's when the code that is on a website is modified to take a copy of everything that the consumer or the end user typed in, and then actually extract that copy and use it for a malicious purpose.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Monica Eaton Cardone. And we're going to talk about some things you can do to protect yourself in this cyber war. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.